We're up to Simon Chaf Tes. It has one sif. Says the Mechaber, Ein levarech shum bracha kishecholetz tefillin. You're not supposed to make a bracha when you take off your tefillin. Afilu kishecholtzim erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Even if you take it off right before Shabbos. So what on earth is going on here? Why would I think that I'm supposed to make a bracha when I take off my tefillin? So Mishnah Berurah explains, if there's a Gemara in Maseches Nidah, that the Bnei Ma'arava, the people of Eretz Yisrael, when they used to take off their tefillin, they would say, Asher Kiddushan V'Tosav V'Tzivanu Lishmar Chukov. They would say, right when they were taking off their tefillin, or after they took off their tefillin, this bracha of Lishmar Chukov. Why? Because it was a machlokes between the different Tanoim and Amoraim, whether or not Laila was kosher of his man for tefillin. Laila's last man tefillin or Laila's man tefillin. So they held that from the pasuk of Ushmarta Sachuka Zos Lemoado Yamim Yamima, that's where we learn Laila loves man tefillin, because it says you're supposed to keep the laws of Hashem Yamim Yamima, and therefore they thought based on that pasuk you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. And thus, when they took off their tefillin at night, they were doing so because the Torah forbids it, and they made a bracha on the specific diuk that came from the pasuk of Lifshmor Chukov or Bishamartes Chukov Yimim Yimim, etc. So that's why they made the bracha Lishmor Chukov. But we don't paskin that way, as we'll see, that Laila loves man tefillin. We paskin really technically you could wear your tefillin at night. But we have practical considerations that cause us not to wear tefillin at night, and therefore we don't wear them at night, but not based on this pasuk. And therefore we have no reason whatsoever to make the bracha. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, maybe you'll agree that for sure, there you're not supposed to wear tefillin, and you're violating Baal Tosef if you do. So therefore, you would think that, okay, maybe every night I don't make the bracha, but before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, I should make the bracha. So Kamash Malan, even before Shabbos, you don't make the bracha, because we generally say that there's no Isser D'oraisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos either. And thus, we don't make the bracha even Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos. Simin Lamed, Zman Hanachosim, when do you put on tefillin? So just like we had by Hilchos Tzitzis, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Zman Hanachosin Baboker, Mishayira Eschavero Harogilimo Ktsas Berichok Dalad Amos V'yakirenu. The Shir is Mishayira Eschavero from Dalad Amos away, not right next to him, and not your best friend in the world, but a person who you know somewhat, and he's a solid acquaintance, and therefore you should recognize him from Dalad Amos away. That's how much light there can be in the world at the time for you to put on your tefillin. Now the reason here is different than the reason for tzitzis. The reason for tzitzis is that we say Laila is either not necessarily Zman tzitzis for big day Laila or for the Zman Laila. But here, we just got done saying that Me'ikar Adin, Minat Torah, tefillin is, Laila is Zman tefillin. So therefore, why do we wait until Mishiyak here? Because we're choshesh that a person's going to fall asleep. And therefore, we don't want a person to put them on too early because it's still nighttime, which is the Zman Shena. But when there's already enough light in the world that a person will not go to sleep at that point, we allow him to put on the tefillin. That's why we wait for Mishiyak or Eschavero Midalad Amos. Fine. Se'iv Beis. Asur lo haniach tefillin balayla, shema yishkachem v'yishan bohem. You're not allowed to wear your tefillin, to put on your tefillin at night, because maybe you'll forget that you're wearing them and you'll fall asleep. Nighttime is the time that's designated for sleeping, and therefore we don't want to do something which could cause you to possibly sleep with your tefillin on. And as we pointed out, in the Mishnah Berurah here, there's no actual isser unto itself to sleep with your tefillin on, but when a person sleeps, he's not in control of his bodily functions. And rechosh shema yafiach bishnaso, person will be mefiach while he's sleeping, and he will be mezalzel in the kavod of his tefillin. And therefore, that would be a major problem. But as we pointed out, there's no actual isser of sleeping in the tefillin, nor is there an isser of wearing them at night, as we'll go further in a second. Continuing on in the mechaber, im hinicham kodem shetishka achama v'chosh kolav. Let's say you're wearing your tefillin, guy sitting and learning or something with his tefillin on mincha time, and then it becomes ma'ariv time, and he just keeps learning and learning, or he's in the middle of doing something else, and he forgets to take his tefillin off. Afilu heima love kol alayla mutter ve'in morin kain. So he says, technically, even if you kept them on the whole night, it's still mutter to do so. The only real issur, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to put on tefillin at night. But b'di'evet, if you wore them, we allow you to keep wearing them. There's no actual chiyuv to take the tefillin off. But even though this is true lahalacha, we say ein morin kain. We don't paskin this way halacha lemaisa for others, we just let it go if one person did this. Why is that? Because otherwise people will start putting on the tefillin lecharchil at night. People are not so medactic in the different nuances in halacha, and therefore we're afraid it's going to negate the whole idea of not wearing tefillin at night in the first place. And he says, therefore, we don't wear our tefillin at night. He says, when we daven marv, and when we daven berabim, even a person who's keeping the tefillin on and hasn't yet taken them off, he